When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show on this Thursday afternoon, a very important day for the Tampa Bay Rays. Just moments ago, after the fanfare of opening day ceremonies, the Rays have taken the field for a late afternoon contest with the runner-up and also many people are saying that their opponent today is, they think they're going to be the World Series champs. And they'll have a chance to make their way back up the ladder against Boston or whoever in the American League. I'm talking about the Houston Astros. And for those of you who love baseball, it's really great to have the boys in summer now starting to play and in a manner where it counts. And what an opening day matchup with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros. And, of course, on the mound is the Cy Young winner, Matt Snell. And he just successfully struck out batter number three in the first inning. And so the Rays are up 1-0. And, of course, Snell is going up against Jason Verlander with Houston. And Houston's going to be coming up to the plate here for the first time. So I'll just tell you this. During our show today, for today only, I'm going to keep my eye on the game. I love baseball. And this time of the year, I only got to see one spring training game and very limited for the first month or so of the season with the Rays because of all of what's happening in Tallahassee. But nonetheless, I'm going to keep an eye on this one throughout the day. Now, some of you are probably New York Yankee fans. Some of you are probably Boston Red Sox fans. And tomorrow I'm going to be commenting on today's opener because many people around the country are seeing the matchup between the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees as a two-team race to the playoffs. And that's because not only do we have the Jays and Baltimore, certainly in a rebuilding mode, but it's kind of amazing how the Rays, with their 90-game win last year, have sort of been overlooked. And I'm just reminding folks that I don't think it's going to be a two-way race. I really think it's going to be a three-way race, and we'll see. Creativity has to come from Kevin Cash. And of course, we're proud of Kevin. He's born and raised right here in Tampa, part of the whole Tampa mystique in terms of decades of producing quality baseball players who have done well in major leagues. If Snell will pitch like he pitched last year, as I said, 21 wins, 5 losses, something like a 1.8, I'm going by memory, earnings ratio. Opponent average in terms of runs, I think the Rays are going to have a chance. Plus, we It was interesting because I was reading some stuff the last few days that as far as the ratings for our farm teams, that the Rays get the nod across the board as being one of the number or having the number one farm system. And they do a good job of bringing these youngsters up. So, again, Tampa Bay has always been the source, depending on who the manager and who the chief scout is. But they've always done a good job in either developing or introducing new talent. And that's a real plus for them. So we're going to keep an eye on the ball club this afternoon. They said it was, the 13th, 14th? Something like that, the consecutive season that day one has been a sellout. Now, I see some seats there, so I know that some folks are getting off work, and it's going to be a little bit later arrival this afternoon, but nonetheless, it's going to be fun to watch. Well, we have looks like that we have a home run for the Rays. How about that? How about that? We just have a solo shot that went off the left at the center wall, and I'm trying to see who it was, and it's Meadows. Meadows with a home run. So Tampa Bay, early on with zero outs, have struck early against Jason Verlander, and a home run puts the Rays up 1-0. You know, Mike, that kind of helps you when you got opening day and you're going against a Verlander who was very strong in the World Series, and you pop one over the wall.
I'll tell you, man, it's a nice start considering the competition that the Rays are up against this year and every year going forward. But homering off Verlander is a great start.
Yeah, Meadows is one of our new guys, and this is his first opening day in the major leagues, and so that's good for him. All right, let's talk about what's going to be happening today. Because of the good work of Mike Miracle, coming up a little bit later in the program, and I'll go ahead and just tell you, it'll be just after the bottom of the hour. We indeed have been able to hook up with Christiana Holcomb, and she is the lawyer with Alliance Defending Freedom who's representing Cross Point Church and their school, Inglewood Christian School, who have filed a discrimination, a religious liberty discrimination lawsuit against the Sarasota County Commissioners. She's going to be with us after the bottom of the hour, and we're going to get to the bottom of the basis of the lawsuit. Going to get some more insight as to just what happened with this vote, so stay tuned for that. Also coming up on today's program, we're going to have a chance to give you a statistic that is startling, a statistic that is disturbing, and quite frankly, a surprise to me. We're going to be revealing how many infants, how many unborn babies who were destined for an abortion were actually born alive in Florida just in 2017. And in fact, as Republicans in the United States House of Representatives held a press conference today about their pro-life initiative in light of the ghastly things that are happening in some of the states around the country. Well, Florida and the number of born alive infants that were destined to be aborted was part of the press conference today. And so that is not the type of notoriety I certainly want to have for our state or for any state. And that's because it's just utterly disgusting. It is just disgusting what is happening in our country. And probably later on in the second hour, James Dobson, he's celebrating a big pro-life legal win for religious freedom. We'll tell you what that's all about. It's been a multi-year legal battle, and we just learned that he has prevailed. And so that's going to be part of our opportunity to keep up with the news today. So I want to tell you that the curtain is about to close. For those of you who would like to get the Regnery Publishing book giveaway, we've got two signed books, three other books, and the name of the book is Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War by Dr. Wilfred. Wilfred Riley, and I'm going to be talking about how you can get that in just a moment. But I want to just tell you, this is one that you want to really try and win. Now, you only have to the end of the month to do that. We'll have a new book for next month. So the question is, if you believe today's news, and I think all we have to do is look at the saga and what was put around the neck of our president, Donald Trump, for these many months. And then we have the absolute head-scratcher of what happened up in Chicago with the Hollywood or the TV heartthrob or whatever, who paid a couple of guys to rough him up and so he could claim that he was a victim of a hate crime, hoping to get a raise. That's the latest story that's out there as to what motivated him. But anyway, America is plagued by an epidemic of violent hate crimes. Do you believe that? Well, according to Dr. Wilfred Riley, he questions whether that's really true. And so he put some research together. In Hate Crime Hoax, Professor Riley examines over 100, that's right, 100 Riley, widely publicized incidents of so-called hate crimes that never, ever actually happened. With his critical eye and attention to detail, Riley debunks these fabricated incidents, and many of them alleged to have happened on college campuses, and explores why so many Americans are driven to fake hate crimes. Well, he contends that we are not experiencing an epidemic of hate crimes. He concludes we may be experiencing an unprecedented epidemic of hate crime hoaxes. Now, you want to get your name in a hat to win one of the 5 books that we're giving away? Very simple. Go right now to the web. Go to am860theanswer.com, am860theanswer.com, or go to our other answer website, for those of you who hail from Sarasota, Bradenton, am930theanswer.com, am930theanswer.com. Either one of those will get you in. And remember, a couple of days left, but starting next month, remember that you can register every month, and that increases your chances by the number of names that are in the hat. And so we would want you to do that just as soon as you could. Now, one other thing that I wanted to remind you, and that is we've got a movie screening that's going to be happening next week. It is for The Best of Enemies. Now, let me tell you how this works. The Best of Enemies, and again, this is starring Academy Award nominee Trujillo P. Henson, and we also have Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell. We have a screening of this new movie, and it's for free. Now, guaranteed seats available on a first-come, first-served basis. What that means is I always recommend getting to these about an hour early. Go to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, to request your tickets. Now, limited seats are available. It will be going fast, so register as soon as you can. Screening will be at AMC West Shore, the AMC West Shore, on April the 2nd. That's, next Tuesday? Starting at 7 p.m. And, again, that's AMC West Shore, 210 West Shore Plaza, there right here in Tampa, Florida. And it's going to be in theaters on April 5th, the following Friday. So this gives you a chance to be one of the first in your neighborhood to see this very, very true story and a very inspiring story about the civil rights struggle and what happens when an activist, a black female activist, gets in this seminar against a leading Ku Klux Klan member. And things happen that give us hope for the divided country that we have today. All that's happening, again, that's happening on April the 2nd at 7 p.m. Go to letstalkfaith.com for details. Well, I'm going to take a timeout, and so reminding you that the phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. We'll be right back.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
You're invited to Look Up Clearwater, bringing together Christian music performances of all genres, filling Coachman Park in Clearwater for a huge day of fun, music, and fellowship. Look Up Clearwater happens from 3 to 9, Saturday, April 6th, and is 100% free and open to everyone. Come see the family area with special activities for kids. Plan to be in Coachman Park, Saturday, April 6th, for Look Up Clearwater. Check us out at lookupclearwater.com.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
Sunday mornings at 9, join Rabbi Stephen Weiler for Heart of Messiah.
God will take the Jewish people from the nations and gather them into their own land, sprinkle clean water on them, give them a new heart, a new spirit, and they will live in the land that God has given to our forefathers.
Heart of Messiah, Sunday mornings at 9 on Faith Talk, AM 570, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, Bill Bunkley here, back with the Bill Bunkley Show, and delighted to be with you. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. And this year I am keeping alive something that we have done as, on a tradition of the Bill Bunkley Show. When the Rays have had their opening day, we have kept an eye on the ball game and given you updates throughout the program. Now, the only time that we will do this again will be at the end of the season, should the Rays be in playoff contention and conducting one of their playoff games during the show. So, right now, from Tropicana Field, what we have is Tampa Bay is up 1-0 with a home run in the first inning off of Meadows. We are now in the top of the second inning, and it's 1-0 Houston. And leadoff batter for Houston just had a shot into left field, and he is now on first base. So we'll keep you up to date. Again, top of the second, one out, Tampa Bay 1-0. Now, I want to thank Steve Warren with CBN News, but this is going to really catch your attention. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, according to CBN News, is pushing forward with legislation that would save the lives of babies born after a botched abortion. The Louisiana Republican said all the Democrats who ran saying that they were pro-life, this is going to be the true test, quote unquote. Mr. Scalise and U.S. Rep. Ann Wagner are introducing a discharge petition next week that would force Nancy Pelosi to have a vote on the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act. This measure would give legal protection to babies who are born alive after a botched abortion. Listen to this. House Democrats have blocked requests to pass the bill by unanimous consent 20 times. We're talking about once a baby is born and for whatever reason survives a botched abortion, everything is supposed to be done to keep that baby alive. It's not being done, even in Florida. 20 times those on the left in the U.S. House have blocked caring for and taking care of these kids. How barbaric is that? You may disagree, 877-943-9673. with the infanticide debate, and that's exactly what it is, and late-term abortion up till birth, all these laws that are threatening the lives of viable babies. Critics say current federal policies do not sufficiently protect babies who are born alive following an attempted abortion. Now, the Heritage Foundation took a closer look at the statistical evidence from just four states, and I am embarrassed. I am saddened that Florida is on the top of these four states. And it proves that dozens of infants manage to outlive lethal terminations every year. Are you ready? Right here in Florida. Reported here in Florida that just in 2017 alone, just in 1 year, 2017 alone, 11 infants were born alive right here in Florida following an abortion. On top of that, we know of six that were born alive in 2018. Now, we don't necessarily believe these are all and that all these situations don't go reported. But by the way, we have a law that includes protections for born alive babies. And what I heard was, I heard that in the Florida situation, Chris Smith, Republican New Jersey, described one such situation in a Florida abortion clinic. Now, this is, I just need to share this, so if you have young folks in the car, you might want to turn the radio down just for a minute or two, but I need to share this. And again, I'll give you a moment or two for the kids to get to the back of the house if you're at home, or to just get the radio turned off. In Florida, the clinic owner took the baby who survived the abortion. The baby was gasping for air. The clinic owner cut her umbilical cord. And threw this precious child into their biohazard bag and put the bag in the trash, like so much garbage. And that's a quote directly today from, today or yesterday, but from the caucus, the House Pro-Life Caucus leader, Chris Smith, Republican, New Jersey. I want to tell you, that is something that I'm not proud of. That is something that I will be taking up with both House and Senate pro-life leadership. I think we need to get into more of an investigation of what's going on right here in Florida. But we're not alone. Arizona reported in 2017 that 10 babies, unborn babies, were delivered alive following an abortion. Arizona law includes protections for born alive infants. Then we go up to Minnesota in 2017. Three babies were born alive following an abortion. Minnesota law also includes protections for born alive infants. And then how about Oklahoma? Their 2017 report includes a section tallying infants born alive, but the information is suppressed to maintain confidentiality, indicating that at a minimum one infant was born alive following an abortion. They certainly can redact names. And I think the people of Oklahoma ought to rise up and say, you know what, we don't need names, but we need you to tell us how many we have going on in our state. I don't know about you, but that was even, that number in Florida was even surprising to me. And I just have to tell you, I'm not real confident that there is ever 100% of reporting of anything by any of the abortion clinics. Now, I'm not saying that I have proof of that. I just have a strong hunch. And because fortunately we're still able to have opinions in this country, or supposed to have opinions, we'll let that one stand. So anyway, the takeaway is for those of you who are prayer warriors, 11 infants born alive in Florida in 2017 and 8 more that we know of in 2018. Need to really pray for this situation. Well, we're going to have a chance now to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to be talking to Alliance Defending Freedom, that's ADF. Christiana Holcomb is going to be with me, and she's going to be representing the Cross Point Church and their school, Inglewood Christian School, and they have filed a religious discrimination case against the Sarasota County Commissioners. And remember that they were approved for the school. A few years later, the county commission came back, or whoever, said you got to get a special use. They spent about $10,000 on that. They're about $40,000 upside down now. So they got this special use. They got an engineering study. It was signed off by the county staff. Everything was ready to go. They sent it to county commissioners, and they said no. And we just want to get at the bottom as to what was it that caused them to say no. So hang with us. We'll get some facts next from Christiana Holcomb.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump holds a rally tonight in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Meanwhile, he continues to call for an investigation into those who initiated the Russia investigation. A ban on bump stocks, the attachments that make a semi-automatic rifle fire like a machine gun, took effect in the U.S. this week. A city official in Chicago is seeking $130,000 from Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the cost of the investigation into his reported beating, which police say was staged. Venezuela's government says electricity has been restored in most of that country following nationwide blackouts that occurred this week. Purchasing a home just became cheaper. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage plunged to 4.06% this week. That's down from 4.28% last week. This is SRN News.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
Hi, I'm Matt LaPorta, chairman of the 49th Annual Tampa Bay Leadership Prayer Breakfast, coming April 4th to Armature Works in Tampa. Bring a friend who needs to know Christ for a unique presentation of the gospel by international author and CEO of Office Pride Commercial Cleaning, Todd Hopkins. Share breakfast and the truth with a friend or business associate at this year's Tampa Bay Leadership Prayer Breakfast, April 4th at Armature Works in Tampa. For details, go to TampaBayPrayer.com. Again, that's TampaBayPrayer.com.
If you have a damaged windshield, keep your family safe with a premium quality replacement and a lifetime warranty from Auto Glass America. If you have comprehensive insurance, we'll buy back your old windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot, come to you with free mobile service, and install a new premium quality windshield, all at no cost to you. Be safe. Call today for fast claims processing. Remember, we turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
Hey, my name is Brian Golden. I am the host of Unfiltered Radio weekdays at 6:30, and I'm the lead pastor of Centerpoint Church, and I want to let you know about the launch of our North Campus on Easter Sunday, April the 21st. Our church has grown as we started as an alternative to church as usual several years ago, and now there is the need to create more space, and so we would love to invite you to join us on Easter Sunday for the launch of that campus, and we would love to invite you to be a part of that launch team, and you can get all of the information and sign up to join at centerpointfl.org, and again, that's centerpointfl.org.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show. And just a quick update from Tropicana Field here on opening day for the Rays. Well, we're in the bottom of the second inning. And right now the Rays with one out have runners on first and second. And Verlander is looking a little shaky. So as we promised, we'll keep you up to date with opening day at Tropicana Field for our own Tampa Bay Rays. Well, yesterday we had an in-depth discussion, and I want to thank all the folks, particularly in Sarasota, who called in and thought we had a great, healthy discussion. And as we promised, we immediately started working to get one of the sources who would be able to give us some very accurate information. And, of course, that source is the legal counsel, the individual who is going to be defending the school in their lawsuit against the Sarasota County Commissioners for Religious Discrimination. And I'm talking about Christiana Holcomb. And she is one of the lawyers, one of the legal counsels for Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. And she is a key member of the Center for Christian Ministries. She earned her Juris Doctorate in 2010 from Oak Brook College of Law and Government Policy, where she graduated numero uno. That means number one in her class. Congratulations for that. And served as a teaching assistant in criminal law. Also in 2010, she completed the Alliance Defending Freedom Leadership Development Program to become a Blackstone Fellow. Now, since joining ADF in 2012, she has worked to defend the constitutionality, protected freedom of churches, religious schools, and Christian ministries to exercise their faith without government interference. And so she is right in the midst of her expertise. Christiana Holcomb, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, thank you for the service of ADF. And always, you guys are willing to come on the show and talk about the good work you're doing around the country. And I especially want to thank you for working us into your schedule today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Appreciate you covering the case.
Well, here's where we're at. Pretty much the general facts about the case we covered. We talked about it for like 45 minutes yesterday and had a lot of interaction from Sarasota. And so here's where we're at. I have a little expertise through the years in terms of not only lobbying work on the lobbyist president of the Florida Ethics Religious Liberty Commission, so know a little bit about religious liberty because my organization fights for that here in Florida. Also, through the years, have worked on government contracts in terms of different clients, and also been a real estate broker since, way back in 1973 or 4. So the question is, the story that was carried by our local Fox affiliate, Fox 13, really laid out a lot of the great aspects of the case, but what it didn't lay out was what happened between, in other words, we have a church, I'm going to let you set it up, but I want you to give us the background in light of getting to the fact, what happened between the staff, the planning officials signing off on everything, and then the county commission voting no. But give us your take on the background to this, and that's where we want to get to because that's what my audience was very curious about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. So Cross Point Church is a very small church in Sarasota County with really a heart to love and serve its community. And back in 2013, local parents reached out to the church and said, look, we've got children with learning disabilities who are not thriving in our public school systems. They're falling behind. They're not learning to read. They really feel overlooked and underserved. Mm-hmm. So in order to serve those families, Cross Point Church started Englewood Christian school to serve the underprivileged and to provide individualized faith-based instruction to kiddos with special needs and learning disabilities. And that's really, really their joy, and that's their heart and their mission. So they opened their doors in 2013. They got all the necessary inspections and approvals from Sarasota County, and everything seemed to be going really well until about 3 years later, the county came back and said, you need a special exception in order to legally operate in your own church building. So the church, of course, wanting to be a good citizen, wanting to be a good neighbor, went through all the rigmarole that the county required of it. And in the process, it spent about $10,000 complying with the county's request and applying for that special exception. And as you noted, once it was filed, the Planning Commission unanimously recommended their application be approved. You know, they've been operating for 3 years. They do excellent work, no complaints. But then, interestingly enough, that unanimous approval was rejected by the County Board of Planning Commissioners, who decided to reject Inglewood Christian School's special exception application. And it's really not clear to us why.
Now, hold on. Let me ask a question, Christian. Was it the Sarasota County Commissioners or was it the Planning Commissioners?
It was the...
Because the final word probably should come from the County Commission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the County Board of Commissioners were the final.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we got that to be consistent with what we were sharing yesterday. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So it's not really clear why they chose to deny the special exception that they, by the way, had directed this Christian school to apply for. But what we do know is that secular charter schools can exist in that zoning jurisdiction and even in the church's own church building without any special permissions or hoops, legal hoops to jump through from Sarasota County. So on the fundamentally, we have unequal treatment here. A religious school is under threat of being shut down, and its ministry to children with learning disabilities threatened to be closed, and they're incurring daily fines, while a secular charter school would have no problem from the county locating there. And that violates federal law.
Mm. If you're just joining us, we are drilling down on the story we brought you tomorrow that was courtesy of Fox 13 News in Tampa. We're talking about the church, the Inglewood Christian School, having to be forced to defend itself because we haven't even got to what the price tag is yet for the impending fine. So they have sued Sarasota County after being denied this special use permit that their own planning commission and staff, everybody signed off on it. It just didn't get approved by the county commission. And so we are talking with Christiana Holcomb, and she's legal counsel for ADF, which is Alliance Defending Freedom, which is defending the school. Now, I know the lawsuit, Christiana, just got filed, but have you had a chance to get the records of the particular county commission meeting the day that they had the public discussion and thus the impending public vote to find out? Because yesterday, of course, because we know how these things work, we were speculating, well, was it maybe a homeowners association or two that took exception because maybe these 50 students were projected to be, 500 students with a new thing? Or was there particularly people who are homeowners or the other that influenced the county commission? Have you had a chance to find out exactly what's on the public record as to what would indicate at least what they're saying on the front end may not be what really happened? Do we have any indication what that is?
No, unfortunately, not just yet. Now, of course, the county hasn't had opportunity to respond to the lawsuit just yet. Some people have asked, well, would it be a problem with too many cars, like traffic issues? Well, no, certainly not. This is a tiny school. They have a maximum of about 5 to 8 cars that actually go in and out of that driveway on a daily basis. And one of the local residents who was just interviewed in the last day or two actually said that the local farmers market is far more of a traffic concern concern than this tiny Christian school that serves children from underprivileged homes. So no, but again, regardless of whether or not the county might have thought that that was an issue, what it can't do under federal law is treat religious schools less favorably than it treats secular charter schools. Because by the way, there is no size restriction on the secular charter schools that could locate in that zoning jurisdiction. You could have a massive charter school that could locate there without any problems from Sarasota County. And so if it's going to extend that favorable treatment to a secular school, it cannot refuse to extend that same treatment to Englewood Christian School.
Well, I'm assuming that when they first started the school, they interacted with the county. And I just can't imagine them just opening up a school without coordinating with the county. And so the question is, if the county said, hey, you can go ahead and do this, and then they come back 3 years later retroactively, is it your understanding that's the case, or was there not really any formal approval at all when they began before they were given notice 3 years later they had to have this special use permit?
No, your instinct is exactly right. So Englewood Christian School, when it first opened back in 2013, reached out to Sarasota County, and the county performed all of the necessary inspections and provided the necessary approvals so that the school could open its doors. And the county said nothing about needing to require a special exception or undergoing any special zoning process whatsoever. It really was not until 3 years later that the county raised this issue and tried to force this Christian school to undergo this very expensive, very time-consuming, and frankly quite unnecessary special zoning process.
Now, I understand that the price tag is now about $40,000, and so we have 50 kids, and if this these fines keep going, we're looking at a $1,000 fine for each kid.
No, you're exactly right. It's heartbreaking, really. So the fines started to accrue back in August at $250 per day that the school
continues
to operate consistently with its faith and
heartless.
Its educational mission.
Heartless. Let me ask this. Do you know, and what I'm trying to do is remember some of the things we speculated about yesterday. Okay, so they're now at 50 students. Do you recall that when they did, the only other logical thing is possibly, do you know when they turned in their request and their permit and then what they showed on the engineering study for the site? I mean, were they asking for 100, 200, 300, 400? I mean, was there a significant increase that maybe the amount of students and future traffic, if they were able to obtain their future attendance goals? Do you know if that was possibly an issue of what they turned in?
I don't have that paperwork right in front of me. As I recollect, and it's really dangerous to speculate, but as I recollect, they may have included numbers of up to about 90 students in order to allow room for growth because they want to serve more underprivileged families and kids with learning disabilities. But it's really important to keep in mind, there is no restriction on the size of a secular charter school that can meet there. So again, that's the bottom line here. There is religious discrimination. There is unequal treatment that's happening in Sarasota County, and that violates federal law.
And we're going to be on it with you. Got a few seconds left. Hey, if you will, if you happen to get either a transcript or better yet, the recording of the actual hearing where the county commission discussed it and shut it down, that's a public record. And I would love to be able to play that for my audience. I think
absolutely,
they would like to hear it. But we got a hard break. Can we keep in touch with you, Christiana Holcomb, because we are very interested in anything you need us to get out. We'll be glad to be a platform here.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Thanks so much for your time.
God bless you. Talk to you
all
soon.
Right,
wow. 877-943-9673. Want to weigh in? Got a few minutes left during this hour. I'm Bill Bunkley. Want to just tell you that I'm very interested in hearing when this issue came up before the board, how the discussion went, and what the vote was, as well as any backup documentation staff might have given to commissioners, because they probably gave them, well, the information where, well, let's not speculate, but I'm going to tell you what, we got a lot more to cover. 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll take your calls next.
On on April 5th. Don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm gonna get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, eh. All you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
I often hear people express fears in two different ways. Sometimes they're afraid they won't be able to handle the requirements of a situation they're moving toward, like marriage, parenting, or a new job. Or once there, they're surprised to find the circumstances more demanding than they anticipated. My answer to them is always the same. God will never leave you where His grace cannot keep you. Whether you are fearful of a situation you're approaching or one you're already in, take heart. If God led you or is leading you to that place, His grace will be sufficient for you to remain. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's grace on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Sometimes it may feel like the troubles of the world are pulling us down. When that happens, we should pick ourselves back up with the power of God's love. Godvine.com makes it easy to brighten even the darkest day with uplifting and inspiring videos and stories chosen especially for you to lift you up and strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. From powerful stories of healing, miracles, and angels to heartwarming videos of love, surprises, and joy to cute and funny videos that'll have you laughing out loud, Godvine has just what you need. For the best uplifting videos filled with joy, hope, and love to brighten your day, join millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. For a happier day right away, visit us at Godvine.com. Godvine.com. That's Godvine.com.
The Upper Pinellas County Ministerial Alliance, along with area churches and community organizations, presents Look Up, Clearwater, Saturday, April 6th. Look Up, Clearwater, a faith-based music festival at Coachman Park in Clearwater, brings together congregations from all across Tampa Bay for fellowship, worship, and music. Look Up, Clearwater is free and open to everyone. Look Up, Clearwater, Saturday, April 6th. Learn more at lookupclearwater.com.
And we're back. Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show. And got an update from Tropicana Field. As if you're just joining us, it's a tradition here on opening day. And when playoff games are in process, why the Bill Bunkley Show is doing its thing. Anyway, well, a little bit of a tough inning for our Rays. We are now in the bottom of the third. But in the top of the third, Houston got a man aboard at first and second. With two outs, and the next man up, well, home run. And so right now, Snell got stung a little bit. Right now, bottom of the third with one out. It is Houston 3, Tampa Bay 1. Jason Verlander still on the mound. Well, As we look at what's happening in Sarasota, the couple of questions that I want to get answered, it's too early in the case to do that, but to kind of give an idea of what I am looking for. First of all, let me make it very clear, and she was trying to make it clear, that the rest of it is sort of the details surrounding the gut of the case. The gut of the case is, if there's three charter schools that are in this same district and they weren't required to have this special use permit, neither should this Christian school. The other thing is, I want to point out that if they're only asking an increase from 50 to 90 students, that is not a big impact. That probably had a lot to do with their own planning folks signing off on that, and that's very insignificant. Now, how about the intangibles? These are special needs children. These are, by and large, kids. I know these group of people. You know these kind of folks as well. These are the people that are very much, by and large, your absolutely stellar community citizens. And some of them, I'm sure, attend worship service there, and others may have a uniquely gifted child. I don't like to use special needs. I use other terms. So we have these uniquely gifted children who need to have this uniquely gifted place to allow them to flourish. And there's all sorts of things we've done through the years for these unique students. And some of it is extra time to take a test and various things based on what their unique gifts have been identified as. And I can just tell you that I'm a little more frustrated than I was yesterday, only because we go from 50 to 90. We did learn that today. We don't know the motivation of why the county commissioners voted it down. But I can tell you there's two things that I hope that we can get from Alliance Defending Freedom when they obtain them. Again, they have not heard. This is very early on. They're going to hear back from Sarasota County, who will answer their lawsuit. But then if it's not resolved at that point, then when it goes in discovery, what happens is that all the issues that come up before a local government, in Tallahassee, too. In Tallahassee, we have what's called bill analysis. And that's where there is an objective look at an issue, and you can search what the staff's prepared for a bill analysis. Now, what happens when you have something on an agenda for a local government like the Sarasota County Commission, obviously the item is a certain number of a zoning item that comes up, and what they probably did was they were functioning as the zoning board, which they do, and they weren't functioning as the Sarasota County Commission. At least that's what I know how we operate, say, in Hillsboro. But it's a deal that where the county staff, who evaluated the plan submitted by the church, who evaluated the site study by the engineer that was submitted by the church, those two documents are part of the background that each commissioner is provided. The staff recommendation and the reasons for and against is not this, yes, we support it, no, we don't. There is a narrative that goes along with that. Would like to know exactly what that narrative was. Any other supporting documents, let me strike that, any other documents that were used in the packet that was given to the respective Sarasota County Commissioners. And then you either want the transcript. Now, what I would love to do is also get the audio, and once we can pin that down as to what number was this zoning hearing request and request the audio, it might be too long to play in its entirety, but we would love to have the audio to review what was said publicly and be able to go from there. And so we're going to keep on this and keep an eye on what's happening here. Oh, well, let me give you another update. Top of the fourth, Houston, of course, eliminated the batters in the bottom of the third. Now we have top of the fourth. Houston has just hit another solo home run. And so Blake Snell has been burned for two homers today. The score is now Houston 4, Tampa Bay 1, as the runner-up to the world champion Boston Red Sox are showing why many believe they're going to be in contention this year. Of course, it's top of the fourth. Hey, I'm going to be over on AM 570, on AM 910 in Plant City, and 102.1 in Lakeland, but we've got you covered. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment, and I'm going to talk about why James Dobson is celebrating a big pro-life legal win for religious freedom. Hope you can join me on the other side.
If you smile at me, I will understand. Cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same language.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better is you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
See the holiness of God. Look at the holiness of God. You look at the holiness of God and the purity of Jesus Christ, the purity of God the Father, God the Spirit, and you will hate your sin.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com. Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senator Rand Paul has joined a growing list of Republicans calling for an investigation into alleged efforts by the FBI to thwart the Trump campaign in 2016.
Senator Paul says now that the Mueller report has cleared President Trump of collusion with Russia, one big question still looms.
Was there misuse of government power
by those in charge of the FBI and DOJ in a bid to keep Democrats in power?
Did President Obama's administration get involved in an election to actually try to manipulate and infiltrate the Trump campaign to entrap them?
Paul's amendment calling for an investigation into those questions rejected by Democrats. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
House Democrats barreled ahead with their investigations of the Trump administration on Thursday at a fiery Intelligence Committee hearing. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he accepts the special counsel's finding that there was no collusion with Russia. But that doesn't mean actions by the president and his associates were acceptable.
I do not think that conduct, criminal or not, is okay. And the day we do think that's okay is the day we will look back and say that is the day America lost its way.
But Texas Congressman Mike Conaway says, Schiff, Republicans have no faith in him continuing to lead the panel.
Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information.
President Trump says the FBI and Justice Department will review the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Prosecutors offered little explanation when dropping charges against Smollett related to making a false police report, yet they still insist the actor faked a racist homophobic attack on himself. Meanwhile, a Chicago official says the city is seeking $130,000 from Smollett to cover police investigation costs. On Wall Street, the Dow by 92 points. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Facebook is in more trouble with the federal government.
Facebook's already dealing with government investigations over its data and privacy practices. Now it's facing housing discrimination charges. HUD says Facebook's ad platform allows advertisers to exclude who they want to see their housing-related ads based on where people live and their gender. The HUD claim comes days after Facebook said it would overhaul its ad targeting systems to prevent some discrimination as part of a legal settlement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Purchasing a home just became cheaper. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage plunged to 4.6% this week, down from 4.28% last week. That's the steepest weekly drop in a decade. Meanwhile, fewer Americans signed contracts to purchase homes in February after a big gain the previous month. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Icelandic budget airline WOW Air has ceased operations, stranding passengers across two continents.
In a statement on its website, the airline, which had earlier suspended all its flights, told passengers there would be no further flights and advised them to check flights with other airlines for ways to reach their destinations. The airline, founded by entrepreneur Skoli Mogensen, began operations in 2012 and specialized in ultra-cheap flights between North America and Europe. Its bankruptcy comes after 6 months of turbulent negotiations to sell the low-cost carrier, first to its main rival and flagship carrier Icelandair, and later to Indigo Partners, an American company operating the airline Wizz. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The Venezuelan government barred opposition leader Juan Guaido from holding public office for 15 years, though the National Assembly leader responded soon afterwards he would continue his campaign to oust Nicolas Maduro. More at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show, hour number two on this Thursday afternoon. And if you're just joining me, getting off work or just getting free, hey, it's good to see you. Good to have you back with us this afternoon. Honored to be able to keep you informed this afternoon. Keeping a tradition alive that we have done for many, many years, opening day for the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field. They're up against Houston, and so in order for you to be able to listen to our show and for those of you who also have an interest in the Rays, we're keeping you up to date. We've slipped a little bit over the last couple of innings. Here's the update here, top of the hour at 5 o'clock. The Tampa Bay Rays have only been able to score one run. Houston has two home runs, a total of four runs. So now in the bottom of the fourth, with the Rays just coming to the plate, Houston 4, Tampa Bay 1. And, of course, we have Jason Verlander with the runner-up Houston Astros that is on the mound, former Cy Young winner, going against last year's Cy Young winner, which is our own Blake Snell. He's on the mound for the Rays, and he's given up a couple home runs. And the one run that the Rays have was a home run that Verlander gave up. So, again, here we are, bottom of the fourth, Houston 4, Tampa Bay 1. Well, I want to pray for a special person in just a moment, but I want to let you know exactly what's going on because this person may have done more for what I call the uniquely gifted individuals than probably anyone else in Christendom. And I want to share what's happening because her struggles are very close to my journey and my battle with cancer, with leukemia, that I'm very, very pleased at the moment where I'm at. I do have some rejection issues going on. And by the way, if you wanted to review that, I posted those a couple of days ago on my Facebook page. That's Facebook Bill Bunkley, Facebook Bill Bunkley. But many of you listening this afternoon, when I share this name, you will know her. She has been in ministry for years and years and years. And she had a tragic accident diving into water where she ended up being paralyzed. Some of you probably already have figured out I'm talking about Joni Erickson Tada. She's known all over the world. And by the way, Steve Warren fills in some of the details here with CBN News. Thank you, Steve, for doing that for us. But I wanted to share about this very special person and pray for her and ask you to put her on your prayer list. She's known all over the world for people with, well, unique needs. CBN calls them disabilities. And I want you to know that she has been battling breast cancer, which most of you probably know, but she's had to be hospitalized. And I didn't realize it, but she is 69 years old. I just didn't realize that because we all have grown up with her, and we're probably just remember her as a much younger person. But that's okay. She was diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time November of last year. She recently underwent and completed a series of radiation treatments, but is facing severe, I repeat, severe health challenges, according to Joni and Friends, her ministry. For 40 years, Joni and Friends has provided the hope of the gospel and practical resources to people impacted by disability around the globe. The announcement about her health was made yesterday on their Facebook page for the ministry. The page said, and I quote, "The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power," amen, "and produces wonderful results." That's from James 5:16. As many of you know, Joni Erickson Tada recently completed a series of radiation treatments for a recurrence of cancer. In the weeks following, Joni has been challenged with significant pain issues, including most recently difficulty with breathing. With these concerns escalating and Joni's inability to get the sleep needed for recovery, she has been hospitalized for observation and medical oversight. Knowing the truth of that promise of James 5:16, Joni and her husband Ken would be most grateful for your prayers today as they express confidence that God is in control. The support of prayerful concern would be deeply appreciated, the post continued. So please join us in praying without ceasing. Updates regarding Joni's health and progress will be posted to the Joni and Friends blog on the Joni and Friends website. Well-wishers are invited to post assurances of their prayers and encouragement to Joni and her husband, Ken. So let me repeat that before I lead us in prayer for Joni. You can check on her health progress by going to Joni and Friends on the website and then click on the blog. And so, if you will, I just want to take a moment of personal privilege. I certainly can relate to her work in a couple of ways, and having walked down that path and not having had major complications to this point, but also knowing what it's like to lose a dear friend who was just ahead of me, having the same procedure that I had. And in my case, God has preparing me for added deeper ministry. And in Steve Sabrell's case, he was called home. So let me pray for Joni. Heavenly Father, we lift up Joni, and of course we lift up Ken. I have no way of knowing what it's like to be in a wheelchair for most of my life. I really don't know what it's like to have been a healthy young lady, to be injured in the diving accident, and then be confined to the wheelchair after knowing what it was like not to be. And I want to thank her because I know of a very, very dear friend who fell off a dock closer to, you know, a third of the way into a natural life. And a dear, dear, dear friend who has been in a wheelchair for the balance of her years. And I know that she has a personal relationship with Joni Erickson Tada. And I know through her how much the ministry has taught and spoken to endless amount of folks with similar injuries. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins so that we can be pure before you. A very important step. And I ask our audience to just ask the Lord, whatever's going on, just ask the Lord to forgive you. Because through the blood of Jesus, you will be pure as the white-driven snow. Your sins, well, the distance from the east to the west, and your prayers will get to heaven. Father, we always pray in your will, but we also know that you have taught us how to pray in that we ask, we have not because we ask not. And so I'm going to ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus and all of those listening today, will you completely heal Joni Erickson Tada of the pain, of the complications as a result of, Lord, I'm assuming the radiation that she had to undergo for this second fight against breast cancer? I just pray that the heaviness of the Holy Spirit in your presence would be so thick in that room that her and Ken can sense it, that going way beyond head knowledge, that you are the great healer, that you just feel that sense in that presence. And Father, we're asking for a total healing in terms of her recovery from breast cancer and also from the pain. And Father, I prayed this before. I pray that you would completely heal her and allow her to walk again out of that wheelchair. We know that she's going to walk again in heaven, but Father, I'd pray for her to walk today. And Father, I pray this in your name, but I also pray according to your will. You have told us that all things work to good for those who know you and love you. Does it mean that every chapter is going to be pleasant or necessarily good? But we know that you have our backs. We know that, Jesus, you've given your blood so that we may be saved and we may be redeemed and rescued from this sinful world, and that we are absent with the body, present with you, Lord. It will be marvelous for a lifetime. So we just pray for healing. We pray for restoration. And I, Father, lift up thanksgiving for the tremendous ministry Joni Erickson Tada and her son Ken have sojourned for those with unique gifts. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, and please hear our prayer because we know you will. We accept your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hope you prayed with us, and I hope that you will put Joni Erickson Tada on your prayer list. And reminding you once again that you can go to joniandfriends.org. That's joniandfriends.org. Click on the blog for her medical updates. And you can also leave words of encouragement. Well, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Going to take a quick timeout and find out why Jim Dobson is celebrating today. And before we take a break, my, oh, my, oh, my. Houston, another solo home run, and it's Altuve, the power hitter for Houston. Now on the top of the fifth, Houston 5, Tampa Bay 1, with two outs. Matt Schell still on the mound, top of the fifth. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll be right back.
Stretches to the skies.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. Nielsen US XAOC 52 weeks dollar sales.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and the night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Ambrin.
Ambrin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Ambrin is 100% drug-free and estrogen-free. Ambrin is America's number one menopause relief supplement in dollar sales.
Thanks to Ambrin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Ambrin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Ambrin today.
You're invited to Look Up Clearwater, bringing together Christian music performances of all genres, filling Coachman Park in Clearwater for a huge day of fun, music, and fellowship. Look Up Clearwater happens from 3 to 9, Saturday, April 6th, and is 100% free and open to everyone. Come see the family area with special activities for kids. Plan to be in Coachman Park, Saturday, April 6th for Look Up Clearwater. Check us out at lookupclearwater.com.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
You know, 8 out of 10 women consider themselves to be a Christian, women who are getting abortion procedures.
Abby Johnson on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing about the moment she realized she needed to leave her job at Planned Parenthood.
So women naturally would ask a lot of questions about their religion, about God, and so, you know, you try to answer those questions as best you can. But one of the most common questions that women ask is, will my baby feel this?
And what do you say?
I always said no. Because Planned Parenthood had told me no, absolutely not. And so that was my response.
And then on the screen, on that ultrasound machine, you're seeing a baby react,
that baby
fighting
was feeling
for its life.
What was happening. And I immediately, that was really the first thing I thought of, was all of the women that I had lied to.
More from Abby at FamilyMinute.org.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-3542. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-3542. 1-800-451-3542.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Yes, we're trusting in you on this Thursday afternoon. Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show. I want to remind you that The Best of Enemies is a movie that's opening a week from tomorrow. It is a timely drama starring Academy Award nominee Trahisa B. Pinson and, from Hidden Figures, and Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell. three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, this is based on a true story. The Best of Enemies. Think about that title. This movie centers on the unlikely relationship between civil rights activist Ann Atwater Henson. Henson is, of course, the star's actual name. And C.P. Ellis, who is, Sam Rockwell, a local Ku Klux Klan leader who reluctantly co-chaired a community event, a summit, and they battled over the desegregation of schools in Durham, North Carolina, during the very racially charged summer of 1971. These events unfolded, and they would change Durham forever and also the lives of these two people. I want to tell you that it is a heartfelt and a timely, true story. Hadn't been told, and you're going to really find some comfort in this one because, you know, we have such a divide in this nation, and you're going to see how these two individuals were able to come together. And so it gives us hope that maybe there is still room for this nation to heal and to come together as well. Also reminding you that we have a special screening of the movie, and that's going to be happening Tuesday, April the 2nd at the AMC Theaters in West Shore. And you can go to our website at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com to get tickets for that. And remember, it's first come, first serve, but if you want to get an advanced opportunity to share this with your friends and neighbors, well, go to our website, letstalkfaith.com. Get your tickets printed, and come early to the movies. I come about an hour early to get a chance to be seated. Also remind you that Christian tuitions are in full swing right now, and that will give you an opportunity to check out some very fine Christian schools in our area. And if there's one that you think might be the one that God is maybe suggesting for a change in environment, a change in venue for your son or daughter, maybe it's a grandson, granddaughter, niece or nephew, well, you can go to our website right now at christiantuitions.com. That's christiantuitions.com. Click on the link, and there you can find out more about this program to where, you know, if you had a school that their annual tuition was $7,000 a year, well, you're going to get that for $3,500 for the first year. Allows you to take a test drive. Also allows you to be able to have a chance to maybe rearrange some of your finances to absorb that for next year in terms of the added expense to your family budget. But there's some win-wins if you go to our website, christiantuitions.com, and click on the quick registration form, get that to us. A member of our staff will call you back and set up appointments for you to go and visit one or more of the schools, and I thank you. Think you'll really be interested in the money you can save. 877-943-9673. And got a victory to talk about this afternoon. Benjamin Gill with CBN News has a background on this as well. Dr. James Dobson. Now, I recognize maybe some of the young folks might not recall that name as much as others. Of course, Jim Daly is now at the helm of Focus on the Family, but Jim Dobson started Focus on the Family, and Jim Dobson basically put together the paradigm, put together the organization pretty much to what you see today. Well, his organization has just won a big, big legal battle. It is the Family Institute. And that has been his ministry for years now upon changing course a little bit from Focus on the Family and Jim Daly being named to that board. And they're great friends to get along. But he has secured the right to follow his pro-life Christian beliefs along with their organization. This has been a five-year legal battle. Imagine the expenses on this. But it was important to Mr. Dobson. It was about the Obamacare abortion coverage mandate, which was being used to force Christian organizations to violate their biblical values. A federal district court ruled on Tuesday that the James Dobson Family Institute and its Family Talk radio program do not, I repeat, do not have to provide the type of health care coverage that leads to abortions. The court declared that the Obamacare abortion mandate, which forced even Christian ministries to provide abortion, including the drugs that cause abortions, violates the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Jim Dobson issued this statement celebrating the ruling. He said, and I quote, "The assault on religious freedom launched against us and those who share our values has finally been repelled. We are thankful to God and to our supporters for standing with us as we fought for all those like us. And because of this ruling, every religious institution, not just ours, has greater legal standing to combat the threats of extinction unless they provide a health plan that includes abortion-inducing drugs. In addition, precedents are now set in the law that will make it much harder for governments, whether it's our federal government, your state government, or local government, to attempt to so brazenly disregard our religious liberties in the future. Yet it is still true that the price of liberty is determined by vigilance. Religious organizations have the freedom to peacefully operate according to their beliefs without the threat of punishment by the government. And Tuesday's order fully affirms that freedom, fully affirms that freedom and provides Dr. James Dobson's Family Institute with permanent protection from the mandate. And again, guess who is defending him? Alliance Defending Freedom. And that statement was from Gregory Baylor. Jim Dobson points out that Obamacare mandate could have wiped out numerous Christian organizations. When we filed our case in January 2014, Dobson said, our ministry, like every other pro-life and religious organization in the country, faced a life or death decision. Christian organizations like ours had one of two choices. Either we violate our consciences, or we violate the law. The penalty for failing to comply with the ACA regulations, are you ready for this? $36,500 per year for every covered employee and family member. You got 10 employees, that'd be $365 in penalties for just 1 year. Clearly, these onerous fines would make it unsustainable for any nonprofit ministry. President Obama's Affordable Care Act required all organizations to pay for abortion drugs like the so-called morning after pill or Plan B. And by the way, folks, those are the pills that you will see them depicted in the movie Unplanned. Because these young teenagers take these pills home and they basically abort the child at home. And this, in my opinion, should never be allowed unless they were in a hospital or under direct doctor supervision the entire time they are under the effects of this pill and the baby is born stillborn. Now, these pills are erroneously called contraceptives when in truth they allow babies to be conceived but prevent them from attaching to the uterus. And when that occurs, a living baby, a child made in the image of God, is killed. That's why these medications are called abortifacients, because they result in the deaths of tiny human beings. Direct quote from Dobson. When the legal battle first began, Dobson had issued his own ultimatum to President Obama saying, and I quote, to pay one red cent for the killing of babies is egregious to me, and I will do all I can to correct the government that lies to me about its intentions and then tries to coerce my acquiescence with extortion. It would be a violation of my most deeply held convictions to disobey what I consider to be principles in Scripture. The Creator will not hold us guiltless if we turn a deaf ear to the cries of his innocent babies. So come and get me if you must, Mr. President. I will not bow before your wicked regulation. Words from Jim Dobson of 5 years ago. First of all, I applaud a giant in the faith, Jim Dobson. This family counselor, this issue activist has been one of the true heroes of the religious liberty pro-life movement in my lifetime. And I find myself pondering do I take the responsibility on the level of dedication that Jim Dobson did to effectively stand on the Word of God no matter what it may cost me? Or will I be the person who sort of keeps quiet, one that doesn't push the envelope, or one that will stand for my convictions? We need more and more and more folks to stand for their convictions. Over the weekend, you're going to hear a very special something to think about. I'll probably wait till Monday to talk about it. But it talks about real men, kingdom men. And I want to tell you that Dr. Tony Evans is calling on all men to be kingdom men. And I will tell you that there's a very special movie coming out for 2 days only. I think it's April 29th and 30 with Fathom Events. That's going to be produced by Focus on the Family and Tony Evans. And it's calling out our nation to be real men, real kingdom men. And this weekend, listen for my Something to Think About, including Monday, because I'm going to share you some absolutely stunning statistics about just how much men, the men in America, are responsible, in my mind, for a lot of the ills that we are dealing with. Deadbeat dads. You will be shocked at some of the statistics I'll be sharing throughout the weekend and on Monday. In various different areas of research, as shared with Dr. Tony Evans, of kids trying to be raised by a single mom without a male influence. Stunning and shocking. And as you ponder those statistics and you look at what's happening in America, men, it is time to step up. It is time not to shrink from your God-given responsibility. It's certainly time to look at a hero in the faith like Jim Dobson, like Jim Daly, like so many others who are unapologetically standing in the gap with too few men standing around them. I hope and pray that in the coming weeks, as we get a chance to talk a little bit more about Tony Evans, Focus on the Family, and Kingdom Men, that I'm praying for revival in some of the lives of the men who need to get back in the game with their kids. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Going to take a quick timeout. But going to be right back and going to have more of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. See you in a moment.
This is the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Venezuela's government says electricity has been restored in most of the country following nationwide blackouts this week. Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez on Thursday gave an upbeat assessment of efforts to restore Venezuela's fragile grid, though some areas remained without power. Meanwhile, the Nicolas Maduro regime has banned opposition leader Juan Guaido from office. Chicago prosecutors told a judge they will inform news organizations if Jussie Smollett's lawyers try to expunge the Empire actor's record in a now-sealed criminal case accusing him of filing a false police report. Prosecutors made the promise during a court hearing Thursday, 2 days after they abruptly dropped the case with little explanation. The dismissal infuriated Chicago's police chief and mayor. On Wall Street, the Dow by 92 points, the NASDAQ rose 26. This is SRN News.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better, you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. Nielsen US XAOC 52 weeks dollar sales.
Hot flashes, night sweats, low energy. I had all those menopause symptoms. Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. As an athlete and winner of gold back in 1984, I've always cared about what I put in my body. That's why for menopause relief, I choose Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free and estrogen-free. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement in dollar sales.
I like the fact that Amberin is clinically tested, safe, and effective. Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Hi, I'm Matt LaPorta, chairman of the 49th Annual Tampa Bay Leadership Prayer Breakfast, coming April 4th to Armature Works in Tampa. Bring a friend who needs to know Christ for a unique presentation of the gospel by international author and CEO of Office Pride Commercial Cleaning, Todd Hopkins. Share breakfast and the truth with a friend or business associate at this year's Tampa Bay Leadership Prayer Breakfast, April 4th at Armature Works in Tampa. For details, go to TampaBayPrayer.com. Again, that's TampaBayPrayer.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world.
Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show, and that is something you should keep that promise very, very, very close to your heart and your soul. greater is he that is in you, if you are a follower of Christ, than he who is the prince of this world, of the principalities of the earth. Never, ever, ever let that leave your thought process. Well, we're back, and 5-1 is the score. Houston over the Rays. We've just finished the end of the sixth inning, and we'll see whether Mr. Snell is going to come back to the mound or not. But so far, pretty much the Houston Astros have had their way with the Rays, and so we've got, three more innings and need a rally time, put those rally caps on. Hey, by the way, I want to remind you that our Pastor's Masters, boy, it's real close now. It's April 11th. It's going to be held on a Thursday once again at the West Chase Golf Club. I'm going to kick things off at 8:30 a.m. with a shotgun start, but we want you to come earlier than that, Pastors, because we have a free Chick-fil-A biscuit breakfast for you. And once you play your 12 rounds with your favorite fellow pastors, we've got a Mission Barbecue lunch for you when you come back to the clubhouse. Now, I want to remind you, it is absolutely free for our Tampa Bay area pastors. It's exclusive for them. Now, I want to tell you that you need to be going to our website at letstalkfaith.com. It is absolutely free, but you got to register. And you know there's only, for those of you who are golfers, you know there's always so many slots for these events. So go to letstalkfaith.com, and you can sign up not just yourself, Pastor, but your foursome. So, again, if you're listening and you're not a pastor, if you haven't mentioned it to your pastor, please do. You're going to have a great time. And, oh, by the way, if you don't play golf, come on out anyway. There's some great fellowship that's going to be happening, and if you want to come out and spend half a day with some of the other folks that know exactly what your calling is all about as a pastor, I want you to come out and to join us. Again, that's the annual Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. That's going to be happening on Thursday, April 11th. Shotgun start at 8:30, but again, come earlier so you can take advantage of the free Chick-fil-A vittos. Well, I want to take you to the Pennsylvania State House and kind of leave you with the state of America, at least in some portions of the country. Now, you may have heard that there was a prayer given in the State House Tuesday. It was a Christian prayer, and it was at the swearing-in ceremony for Pennsylvania's first Muslim representative. State Rep. Stephanie Borakowicz led the State House chamber in prayer before the swearing-in of Democratic Representative Movita Johnson Harrell of Philadelphia. The freshman lawmaker, who's also a Christian and the wife of an associate pastor, mentioned Jesus 13 times in her prayer. She also gave thanks for President Donald Trump for standing behind Israel during her prayer. CBN News goes on to report that State Democratic Whip Jordan Harris said her many mentions of Jesus before the ceremony to swear in Pennsylvania's first Muslim woman representing Movita Johnson Harrell of Philadelphia was inappropriate. Harris told ABC News, "I am a Christian and I believe in Jesus Christ, but more than anything, I believe in his teachings of love, compassion, and most of all, unity." Johnson Harrell won a special election earlier this month to fill a seat vacated by the resignation of Democratic Rep. Vanessa Lowry Brown, who had been reelected in November after being convicted of bribery. That's an interesting sequence of events in and of itself. Johnson Harrell agreed with Harris calling the Republicans' Christian prayer a political statement. "I thought it was blatantly Islamophobic, xenophobic, and discriminatory." Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, himself a Methodist, said he was horrified by the Republicans' invocation and apologized to Johnson Harrell on behalf of all Pennsylvanians. And so what happened is that there was a backlash. And this was a Christian who shared her heartfelt Christian prayer as a member of the Pennsylvania House of Delegates. And she was greatly rebuked for it. Just so you know how we handle prayer in the Florida legislature is that before the legislative body is actually officially gaveled in, the prayer is done before the official proceeding of the House. And therefore, those who come to pray, the lion's share are Christians, but they come and they are free to invoke the name of Jesus, free to evoke whoever they want to invoke. And in both our House and Senate, that actually happens before the official proceedings. So prayer can certainly move forward. A quick update, which I didn't do here at the top of the hour, be our last one for the day. And that is from Tropicana Field, opening day for the Rays. Been a tough one for Matt Snell. The Houston Astros have put up, I think, 3 home runs in the top of the 7th. It is 5-1 Houston. Matt Snell is not in pitching in the 7th inning. The Rays have 2 outs. And so they'll be depending on the bullpen here on in. But it's time for the rally caps to be put on because right now we have Beeks, who's in the bullpen this year. So Beeks is in relief for the Tampa Bay Rays. And so we'll watch how this one unfolds. Certainly will not be ending until after the Bill Bunkley Show. And I will be retiring to watch the game once we get off the air. Well, the other thing I wanted to remind you that over the last week at the border, with the southern border, southwestern border, they have particularly been overrun by the folks that have been coming to America. And in fact, one of the quotes that came from the border, the breaking point has arrived. Top border officer warns Congress as immigration surges. And again, CBN is just hitting home runs today with these. But anyway, stories you won't necessarily see in the mainstream fake news. This week alone, I think that there were 2 different groups of 4,000 illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, however you want to use the PC term, have been coming in to the country. And it's been a very, very stellar week. Commissioner Kevin McAleenan, that's right, Kevin McAleenan told CBN News that the Customs and Border Protection was on track to make 100,000 arrests or denials of entry in March. That's up 30% from last month and nearly double the same period last year. Now, understand that these people that are coming across the border, they are not people who are the coyotes, who are, ripping people off by taking large sums of money to get them smuggled in. These are people who immediately, when they cross the border, they are doing their best to stay out in the open, to find a border patrol car or truck, and to go to that truck because they want to be arrested. They want to be arrested because they have been coached on what to say, and they say that they are looking for protection because they are under threat of their lives at home. And so these numbers are burgeoning. And while our U.S. Congress, particularly our House, continues to waste time by the witch hunt at this point. I believe that the Mueller report, it exonerates the president. It's time to move on. And but anyway, instead of doing more to do what we need to do about the major issues facing America, including security on our border, we still have the fun and the games and the fact that the border is not an emergency situation. But I'm here to tell you that it is, and I want to tell you, it is a crisis. I mean, and I believe that it is at a breakpoint. That Homeland Security officers, or officials, I should say, have been warning Congress about the high number of incoming asylum seekers from Central America. The number is on pace, according to that right-wing publication, The Washington Post, that the number is on pace to be the largest in more than a decade. Right now, the agency has 12,000 migrants in custody. Their stations for the U.S. Border Patrol are so overcrowded that they are releasing migrants directly into the U.S. for the first time in more than a decade. So here we go. Here we go. Trump administration is reassigning 750 border inspectors to the area to help address the growing number of folks coming over. Commissioner blamed, and this is what you need to have a takeaway here, the recent surge of people on smugglers and U.S. laws that he said encourage illegal migration because migrants are virtually guaranteed to be released inside the U.S., according to the Post, if they claim have a claim for political asylum. They've been coached. They cross the border, they look for an agent, and declare their right for asylum. There are thousands just across the border, and they are queued up in Mexico. And they believe they're going to come over in the next few weeks as well. Totally, totally unacceptable situation. But it's the situation nonetheless. And so I'm going to wrap things up for this edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. And the score is still the same, 5-1. Verlander is still out there. He's going to keep working in the bottom of the seventh. And we'll keep an eye on this and hope the Rays can rally between now and the end of the program. Well, thanks for being with us this afternoon. We do our best to keep you informed each and every day. If you have a subject you'd like to share with us, go to afternoons@letstalkfaith.com and email us. Reminds you that our podcast will be available in just a few minutes, and you can either listen to that online or download it. You can always tell a friend anywhere around the state or around the country. They can listen in live between 4 and 6 at letstalkfaith.com or on either one of our apps. I recommend the Faith Talk app. And coming up next, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, and his ministry, Living Truth. I'll tell you what, he's got some special instruction for you today. Don't want to miss that. So, until tomorrow, hope you have a blessed evening. God bless, and go Rays.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.